Welcome to Collaboration is Queen, a New World Women production. I'm your host, Dawn Morningstar, one of three co-founders of New World Women. Sean Vougeot, Mecca Page, and I have collaborated to co-create New World Women, a women's organization that shares profits with women to reward them for expanding their consciousness and nurturing themselves. Our unique offering supports women's self-empowerment and economic sufficiency, and it emerged out of a respectful, inclusive, co-creative process based on collaboration at every turn. And fun. Yes, there was lots of fun. The three of us are often overheard saying, collaboration is queen. We invite you to welcome more collaboration into your life, knowing that you don't have to do it alone, whatever it is for you. Dust off your crown and enjoy. And always remember, collaboration is queen.
Happy New Year! Greetings, dear sisters. I'm New World Women co-founder Sean Vougeot. We are happy for new beginnings, whether it's the beginning of a new year, a new day, or a new moment in time. After receiving her doctorate degrees in both traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, and classical homeopathy, Dr. Maitri has been practicing natural healing modalities for the past 30 years. She has always been a seeker and continues to study and research traditional and new forms of therapeutics for her patients. The profound intelligence of nature and nature's healing capacities never cease to amaze her. This intelligence inspired her passion for ongoing clinical research, continuing education, product development, as well as workshops and teachings for her patients. Dr. Joanna is also the founder of Nova Botanica, which provides pure botanical homeopathic and essential oil products that offer superb quality and a standard of excellence in the world of botanical wellness. One of you here on the live call with us is going to win a free jar of her Respiratory Protect, which is amazing. It's wonderful. Welcome, Dr. Joanna. We're so grateful to have you share your wisdom with us tonight.
It is my joy to be here. And it is even more my joy to be in the company of women that recognize their light workers and are looking for more and more inspiration and illumined truth. It doesn't get much better than that.
I love it. So before you move into your teaching, could you please tell us what attracted you to this world of healing in which you've helped so many people and animals over the past 30 plus years?
I've been in medicine for 45 years. And originally I started out as a surgical tech at a very progressive veterinary hospital on the West Coast. And we had a staff of 60 and the first, board certified surgeons, board certified radiologists that hadn't been done in veterinary medicine before. And we had the first clinic with board certified cardiologists. So it was really everything that got me started in my passion for medicine. And I was trained and did anesthesia for exotics as well as domestic animals, did my zookeeper training, and did a lot of animal work for a number of years. It's hard work. You don't go home. It's not a 9-to-5 job. You go home when the last surgery is stable. But after a number of years, I really loved medicine and I thought I was going to be a surgeon on two leggeds, not four leggeds. And so I started going to do my prep for med school. And then I got a job working in a very progressive dermatology office. And that was it. You know, I started working with illness, human illness and dermatology. And from there, I had experienced acupuncture and it really changed my world. And so it was all just morphing into, you know, one thing flowed into another. And then I did my acupuncture training and Chinese medicine. I got my master's in that. And then it was never enough because I've always been this strong seeker. And so I thought, there's something missing still. And then I got my doctorate in homeopathy. It's all different ways of working with energy, but you know, it's all the same diamond, but different facets. And then you just come at things from different angles. And then it went on, you know, Enderline therapy and shamanic work. And because there's no one thing for everyone, it's part of being a healer is assessing what does this patient need in this moment to move them forward into a better place. And that's how it all just stacked itself up.
Yay, thank you. So we are ready for your beautiful presentation.
So today we're doing a mini deep dive about the why the midwinter darkness accelerates our internal evolution and how this happens by entering the world of darkness. So it's really about, you know, the quieter days, the dark days, equal the inward days. And that's how we're wired. But our cultures typically don't allow us much rest. But there's a reason why we need that rest and why we're wired for it. But those quiet, inward, darker days, shorter daylight, longer nightlight nights, that's the magic of a midwinter season. Whether you have snow or not, that's the magic. And most people are pretty tired. You know, our body sort of organically wants to shut down a little bit and do a natural hibernation. So not only are we living in a pivotal time for aligned healing, because this is a huge dimensional shift for Earth and humanity, but we are the light. We are light beings. Every single one of us is a light being. Every human is a light being. It's how, where your light resonates that if we bring that up more and more, we can embody more and more and create more and more as a light being. And we embody all kinds of light. There's starlight, cosmic light, solar light, planetary light, angelic light, the list goes on. Everything is made of light. And it's our work now in this pivotal shift to remember who we truly are, that we are light beings, not just human drama. So the next slide is about moving into recognition of us as light beings. So all of those individual globes are light beings and souls. And I've actually, over the years, collected photos of being in beautiful places and seeing the cameras capturing light beings, which is pretty fun. So they're there. If you're looking, you'll see it. If your third eye opens up, you'll see it. But this is really who we are. And we're within now a cycle of nature that happens annually with the purpose of aligning us for our deepest internal work. And this resting period is a gift. It's a period of time where and when we are biologically designed to rest and restore, and more importantly, ultimately remember who we are. This is very easy to be distracted in day-to-day life. So in the next slide, you know, there's an unprecedented amount of light coming into humanity now. We're having a lot of support to make this shift from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. And humanity and Mother Earth, all of us together, we are morphing into a new state, which is fifth dimensional crystallized solar beings instead of our current carbon-based third dimension bodies. So what it means is we're going to be more conscious, more aware, having more mastery over what we can create, because we will have more crystallized energy in our body. And this, within the great cosmos, has never been done before, this leap from the third to the fifth dimension. we're the only planet in our universe. There's 144 planets. 143 are already at the fifth dimension. Earth, for very good reason, and that's another story, is still at the third, and we're making that leap now. So we need all of our light, which is energy, there's no difference between light and energy, to make this transition and shift. It's essential. And a lot of people will say, well, how does my light help? I'm just one person. But for every person who really embodies their light and goes with the flow and is honestly in alignment with their truth, you will affect at least 1,000 people. So we are great masters of change, even though we don't tend to think of ourselves that way. And this all is the true gift of winter darkness, because we need this gift more than ever, of this gift of quiet, of peace, of tranquility, of inwardness, due to the acceleration of work humanity's undergoing in order to restore Mother Earth and humanity to balance, harmony, equity, love, and respect. It's a process. So we are biologically designed to sleep more in the dark winter months. And I want to review the how and why this is supposed to happen. So this next slide is really about everything needs to rest. Everything that is organic and not synthetic. So our adrenaline levels rise when it starts to get dark. The minute we move into dusk, adrenaline increases in our body. And the escalation of adrenaline is a fear response that is inherently designed in the human body. And so cortisol goes up, stress goes up, even if we're not aware of it, because we're busy and we're looking out into the world of all the things we have to do. But those adrenal levels rise. So there is a very simple way of lowering your adrenaline levels, and that is simply by closing your eyes. And that's the next slide. So with the shorter daylight hours, our blueprint is to hibernate more like all of nature does, and closing your eyes immediately lowers cortisol and adrenaline. But we fight that. We have a list of what to do, and we generally don't align with the cycle of nature, and we don't realize how important it is in this restoration period. So the next slide is about, this is actually the Firehole River in Yellowstone. It's all about the dark winter, and winter in Chinese medicine is very yin. We'll talk about yin in a minute, and very cold energy and very dark. And so it's really the season of the kidneys, where the kidneys need to be restored for the rest of the year. So this is where kidneys and adrenals are the same thing in Chinese medicine. The adrenals, which are our batteries, they fire our thyroid, they fire our metabolism, they give us the energy to do what we want to do in this lifetime. And so the adrenals are the battery, the kidneys are all these beautiful essences that keep us vibrant. And winter, darkness, water, yin, cold, contraction, slowness, these are all aspects of kidney energy. We are supposed to slow down. Ice freezes. It doesn't move. There's no flow. Obviously, we need to work, make a living, but we need to respect what our physical needs are during this time. So the next slide is the yin and yang. And just probably most of you already know this. The yin is, well, let me start with the yang. The yang is the very hot, expansive, light an active oriented energy that's in our bodies at all times, but it's more present in summer, spring going into summer, and then it starts to decrease and we need to cultivate more yin, which is about like the sun is the yang, the moon is the yin. It's quiescent. It's subdued. It's cold, not cold, but it's slow energy. And it's like radiator fluid in your car for your car to run your thing. You need to have that, those yin fluids in order to be in balance with the yang. And there are seasons where, like in yin, you nourish the yin more in the winter. You nourish the yang more in going into summer. So winter is really about enhancing and restoring yin and subduing the yang, not being too yang, not being too busy. So it means really overworking, overdoing, constant traveling, staying up late. All of this is much more yang, and it's actually really an insult to our yin alignment in the winter season that our body is needing. So winter is truly a built-in reservoir for the strengthening of our health and our immune system for the coming year. And we're going to see why in the next slide. So your kidneys are responsible for all energy in your body, all of creation that our body creates. It's creating all the time. It's making new cells. It's making new thoughts. It's making new endeavors out in the world. It's responsible for birth, life force, death, prenatal chi, and postnatal chi. So prenatal chi is the essence that we receive at conception from our parents. It's their energy that gets transferred to us. That's prenatal chi. And some children get very little prenatal chi. Maybe their parents weren't really in the best of health. Maybe there were hormonal issues in conception. Maybe one parent's an alcoholic. So there may be ways in which the energy isn't as robust prenatally or in utero as it could be. And then there's postnatal chi. So postnatal chi is the chi that we can build up through good diet, through sleep, the energy reserves that we store once we're born. That's postnatal chi. So the kidneys hold the most profound and foundational energies of the body, which are all a root source of energy. And jing, which we didn't put on here, but jing is a kidney essence. It's stored in the kidney. It cycles through the body. It's formed at conception. It's the most refined energy of qi. It is the most refined essence of qi. And it is a primal life energy that provides us with longevity and vitality. So people who die at earlier ages generally don't have strong jing. And this is what we work on in Chinese medicine, to bring that jing level up, that qi level up. So, you know, we can do it by supplementing our energy through food, lifestyle, joy, meditation practices, and aligning with flow. You know, our work is to charge those adrenals and kidneys during these few months of that midwinter darkness. So the next slide talks about the organs and the characteristics, the associations of kidney energy. So the element is water, which we know our kidneys make water and we pass urine. So water makes sense. The yin organ is the kidney that filters that waste and water through us. The yang organ, because there's always paired yin and yang organ, is the bladder that holds the water. Our sense organs are the ears. The emotion is fear. I want to say something about the ears. What's the shape of the ear? It's a kidney shape. This is the beauty of traditional Chinese medicine. It all kind of makes sense. And the kidneys govern the ears and hearing issues. So if we have a patient who comes in with tinnitus or hearing loss, then we know we need to do a pretty good amount of kidney tonification. The emotions, fear, and the flavor is salty and bitter. So we should be having more foods that are a little bit more salty and more bitter, like the dark leafy bitter greens, and the color is black. So the kidney also function, it has many functions. It governs the bones as well. So osteoporosis needs kidney tonification. And there's an interesting reason for that. Ears, knees, brain. Brain is fundamental. Kidney energy really feeds the brain. And I think this, the color black is pretty interesting because it mirrors the dark days and nights that we are supposed to be in alignment with, so with the season of winter. And the next slide is really about how traditional Chinese medicine is really the Tao. So people have heard the spelling of the Tao can be two ways. It can be T-A-O or D-A-O. One is opinion, Mandarin spelling. And it is one of the most heartfelt and intelligent energies that humans can align with. It's about flow, non-resistance, kindness, harmony, optimal transformation, continual transformation, moving the chi and evolving, creation and release. All of these concepts you can find through nature. So the Tao is very much aligned with nature, and the intelligence there is phenomenal. So there's flow. When there's a storm and trees go down, there's no resistance. You know, they stand as long as they can, and then they go down and they're recycled. You know, they move on. They're not, nothing's wasted. There's flow of the waters. There's flow of events. There's kindness. There's many organisms that live symbiotically together. Those organisms can be animals, plant life. Everything is synergistic and in harmony, even our sun patterns or solar panels. And there's constant transformation. And it's because we, as well as this planet, are designed to create. We are always creating. And I think people who don't create feel a little bit stagnant. But creation is wired into us. We're children of this planet. You know, we have the same carbon base as Mother Earth. We are biologically, physically comprised of components, magnesium, calcium, which is a carbon, salt, natriums, all of it, potassium, all of these things are a part iron, which is at the core of the earth. We can't live without iron in our blood. So we are all a mirror of earth, and to flow with the forces of nature is what the Tao is about. So moving on to the next thing. The next slide here is about recharging our battery, which I thought this was great. There's a battery in water, and yin is water, kidney is water. But if this period is not fully taken advantage of, we cannot recharge, we cannot renew, and we cannot restore. So let's look at some symptoms on this next slide that are associated with imbalances in water energy. So symptoms like low back pain, chronic back pain, knee weakness, urinary issues, urinary retention, fatigue. I don't know anybody who doesn't have that one. Shortness of breath, vertigo, dizziness, I didn't put in here asthma, but that can be an aspect too. Sexual problems, low libido, premature ejaculation for men, vaginal dryness for women. That's actually very common and on the rise in the last 10 years, last decade. Anxiety and excessive fear is usually an imbalance in kidney energy, high blood pressure, inflexibility, and resistance to change. There you see the flow is not flowing. So these symptoms are signaling that that individual needs adrenal and kidney tonification. The next slide talks about what do you need to eat to restore kidney energy. There are many ways of restoring kidney energy, but this is what daily diet, how it helps. And things like bone broth, warming foods, slow cooked foods. Low and slow is important because it preserves more life force in the food than high and fast. Seaweed salads, steamed greens, black beans, kidney beans. There you have the kidney, the shape of the kidney again. Black beans, the color of winter and kidneys. Black mushrooms, very high quality salt. Walnuts, and reducing raw foods. So we should talk about why raw foods should be eaten less, more in the summer months, less in the winter months. And that is because it doesn't mean you wouldn't have a craving and you shouldn't have it, but it should be balanced. So raw foods require exertion on your body to warm those foods up to at least your own body temperature. So if you take something out of the refrigerator that's raw, it's going to sit in your digestive tract, in the stomach, before it's warmed up enough to digest and to process. And that warming up process, warming food from 80 degrees to 97.6 degrees, requires, a big word, energy. And so you're using more energy to before you can even get to digest your food and gain nourishment. So if you're going to have things like salads, which are great for you, make sure you have a cup of hot soup or a hot tea or something warm to go with it that will help your body to digest and extract the nutrients that would take a lot longer and inefficiently do if they were kept cold in your system. So the next slide is also, I find this so amazing. I found this incredible at least 30 years ago, and I still marvel at it. There are certain foods like the walnut that Chinese medicine uses to nourish the brain. And look how similar they are. They're almost identical. They have the same right and left and the same grooves. It's pretty amazing. So one of the things my patients usually say to me is, that makes so much sense. I'm like, it should always make sense. It might be a different way of thinking, but it should always make sense. So there are, there's one critical thing in the winter months that is important. We'll see on the next slide. Mecca. Can we get to slide 16? Beautiful. And that is, you need to keep your kidneys warm. Okay. That whole low back area, lower abdomen should be kept warm. And baths are phenomenal. My master teacher, acupuncture teacher, 30 years ago said, it warms your bones. And when you warm the bones, you warm the marrow. And you warm another aspect of the life force, like your kidneys. So staying warm is important. We were just talking earlier about those packets. When, I mean, not everybody lives in drastically cold climates, but people do get cold generally at some point in their winter season, whenever that may be. So there are these packets that you can shake and put in your gloves or put in your shoes. So some of my patients put them on their low back You know, they wear leggings and they just pop one into their low back, and it's good for 4 to 6 hours. And it's like a little heating pad that stays there. And their energy is much better by doing that for the day. Their endurance and their stamina is much improved because their adrenals are getting nourished, which is our big energy battery. So the next slide is the four main tenets for adrenal and kidney restoration. And that is rest, reflection, conservation, you know, conserving your reserves and storing it. And this is a big one because we tend to deplete ourselves habitually, and then we're forced to take a rest, and then we get back up and do it again. So storage is really, really key. Again, it's like a battery, and you want to charge that battery. The rest of your year will be better for it, which we'll talk about. So the big question is, where is the tranquility and quiet in your life? And in the next slide, in the Tao, when the sky sleeps, we sleep. And when the sky wakes, we wake up. It's very important to go to bed early or earlier than you're used to and get up a little bit later in winter, although some of us would be really happy sleeping in. So there's a very well-known and well-respected acupuncturist who says in his article of the season of water, like the seed that cannot sprout until it has gathered sufficient strength, our ideas and plans cannot manifest with power and vitality if our energy is dispersed or drained. I just think that's so clear, so concise, so beautiful. So alignment to the winter season is our built-in reservoir for strengthening our health, definitely for strengthening our immune system for the coming year. There's an interesting relationship between the lung and our respiratory tract and the kidneys. So if the kidneys are strong, the lungs and your immune system is much stronger, not only for the coming year in general, and that's particularly important with COVID. So we're really not only just charging our batteries for this coming year, because the more energy you store, the more fruitful, the more you can accomplish in that spring and summer flow. But more importantly, it's really about banking our potential. Okay. And there you go. Bank your reserves. Hold in your light. Most patients disregard a slowing down season. And I can see how they suffer from it. I have one patient who, men are particularly difficult with it. I have one patient, he refused to get more sleep. He was always going to bed at midnight or 1 in the morning. And he had a pretty compromised immune system with multiple chronic sinus infections. He got better on remedy, a lot better, but he was very fragile in that way. You know, if the weather changed or he stayed up too late, he'd pay for it. And his spring and his summer were never as good. And I watched this for 3 years. And then the fourth year, he called me up and he said, "Oh my God." And I said, "What happened?" He said, "I slept a lot this winter and I cannot believe the difference in my energy now." And I said, "Great, you have seen the light." So that slowing down is really for us, not against us. And going into a little conversation about the darkness, this next slide is about how going into the darkness takes us into a process of dissolution. This is the more spiritual side of the physical aspects of midwinter. We cannot evolve, grow, create, or rise without dissolution. We need to release the hurry, the worry, the overproducing from the holidays and a year of working hard. We need to dissolve that. We need to have a period of time where we can let the pressure of the previous year dissolve. And if that doesn't happen, we cannot be reborn into a better self. So this next slide will show us that there is no evolution without dissolution. And what I love is how you can see in our natural world, even a butterfly goes through a period of dissolution. You know, they, in order to get to the chrysalis and crawl out as a butterfly, the pupa has to kind of dissolve itself and then create the butterfly. And so it's change and dissolution is essential in all creation. It is never going to change. We keep trying to change the, you know, the biology of this world, but it won't change. And then when we align with it, we become much more powerful. It's an organic process of evolution. So there's always dissolution before a rebirth, when things fall apart, before the new and better can enter our lives. So this is really, in a way, like the phoenix rising. You know, things fall apart. You wonder if you're going to get through it. But if we go into this season looking to let go, to release what's been holding us back, what's been wearing us down, we can really be recreating a new way for the coming season, for the coming year. So that takes us to the world of darkness. And entering the world of darkness is an act of surrender. It's required to ultimately advance your well-being, but certainly your spiritual well-being. Most of us don't surrender to the darkness because we fear it. We put it off. We stay up late. We need time for ourselves. Our children sometimes are, you know, you need a nightlight on. You know, darkness tends to be a very fearful concept for humanity, but it is actually a portal, and it's an act of courage to embrace the darkness, to meditate with your eyes closed, to get into that stillness. And in order to be liberated from that fear of the darkness, you have to go into the darkness. And by darkness, I don't mean dark events that are happening in the world. I mean stillness. So that what you're seeing, this woman is walking through a portal or a gateway. And in that darkness is where you can reach higher dimensions of light and guidance. So you'll see that the tunnel's really dark, but look where she's moving towards. And it's that guidance, that intuition, the light that can feed us, that nourishes us, that inspires us, that happens when we go into that period of dark. So we can do it by accessing the still point. For those of you that have done cranial sacral work and you get into the still point, it's nothing. There's nothingness. There's no movement. Most patients really stop almost breathing, and they can be that way for a long time. And it is completely the most nourishing thing. And afterwards they feel reborn. So surrendering to the still point, surrendering to the darkness, the beauty of the darkness is what actually grows us in physical well-being and emotional and spiritual well-being. So there's a couple of tenets also that work about how to connect to your brilliance, which is available when you connect to the dark. So I think it was Martin Luther King that said you cannot see the stars without being in the darkness. I might be not entirely accurate about that, but I always thought that was so beautiful because we tend to shun the darkness, but you cannot see the light without it. And that light, again, remember, is within us. So the more we connect to our light during the midwinter season, and we're set up for it with that cycle, the more radiance we have, the more we can create and manifest. So on the next slide, you'll see that this is what brilliance for some people looks like. When you connect to your brilliance internally, you go into the darkness, you meditate, you get quiet, you can fall into a vortex, which we'll talk about in a minute, within your body. But you must, and this will not happen, the connection to your brilliance won't happen if you don't relax, let go, surrender, and trust. Those four parameters are essential for doing the internal work. Now, some people's brilliance can look like this. It can look like a star of Bethlehem. It can look like black sparkles on black. If you try and connect to the same image all the time, it can be a problem because we're fluid beings. So I've often seen my brilliance take on many different shapes or forms, but you'll feel it. You'll know that you're there. So to how to access your brilliance, let's talk about that. The next slide is, so when we first want to connect to our brilliance, our light, we need to go within where there's no sound, there's no distraction, there's no movement. It can be with a meditation, absolutely fantastic, you know, one that gets you there. And there's many good ones out there. It's just stillness. And there are usually, to get to that still point, there are usually portals, okay? So in this case, this is an image of a wormhole, and here are light beings that are moving through it to get to a deeper place. So you can create your portal. Portals can be internal, and they can be external, such as in vortexes. So vortexes internally would be our chakras. They're gateways to accessing universal energy. A healthy chakra is flowing with information from universal energy. Acupuncture points are mini vortexes. Acupuncture channels are connecting lines of resonant harmonic waves of light. What I really love about this image is that not only are these light beings, but if each one of those light orbs were hugely enlarged, that would be the soul of the light being. So you can view it as your soul moving through, or you can move it as you as a light being moving through. And you can just picture a chakra and close your eyes and go as far into your body as possible in that chakra and stay in the darkness and the stillness. And that is you creating your portal that connects you to pure source and your brilliance. So we're always accessing higher dimensions, light, and guidance when we can get to that beautiful, still, dark place. So the other thing that happens is we get more of a sense that our brilliance is eternal, indestructible, and infinite. So we know, how do we know this? We can feel it whenever you connect to your brilliance. It helps you to realize that we are much more than this human body. We are light beings in human form temporarily. And when you connect more and more to your brilliance, you recognize how indestructible, how eternal, how infinite we truly are. So relaxing, letting go, surrender, trust, these are essential factors in order to access these treasures of your brilliance. And deep winter is the prime time to do it. The best time, as the days get longer, and to stay with it. So we can ideally connect to our own light, dream the future, rebuild our internal reserves. That's the other thing, is that when you're in that state, you know, where you're connected to your brilliance, you're peaceful. It's very peaceful. When you come out of that meditative practice, you feel completely rebuilt There's no more fatigue. You feel the largesse of well-being. It's pretty amazing. So there's a book by a gentleman called Peter Kingsley called In the Dark Places of Wisdom. We're going to do a meditation in an adjunct to this little workshop here. But it's really about how ancient cultures knew how to access the darkness in order to gain information, well-being, growth, creation, and reserves. So another way to do that is in this next slide, through dreaming, through entering the dream time. Because our dreams give us information, restoration, and ultimately freedom. So midwinter is a time for inward reflection. It's not about acceleration. And it's where ultimate restoration leads to ultimate flow and strength. And again, freedom. So this is the time where we build our power stores for the coming year. And that dreaming allows for a state of freedom. For those of us that have trouble dreaming or trouble sleeping well or cannot let go, one of the things that helps patients is looking at their control patterns of what they're afraid of. Because in dreaming, you have to let go. You have to trust your subconscious. But dreaming is a powerful state of liberation and creation. There's lucid dreaming. There's all kinds of things that you can see in dreams or create in dreams. Imagination is a big part of dreaming. You don't even have to be asleep. You can just consciously dream. It's all an act or a version of creation. And you don't need to remember your dreams. You just need to feel you've been dreaming. If they're not good dreams, then there's clearing. There's, obstacles that need to be cleared, emotional obstacles. But the deepest of winter is also the deepest terrain that our subconscious realm needs to navigate in order to birth new beginnings. So the more we sleep, we reduce our screen time, we allow ourselves to float, the better our energy, our immune system, our creativity, everything rises in the year to come. Now, about sleep, or not even sleep, but how to flow into all of this is the next slide. It's about creating your bubble. So whenever you get into bed, I encourage my patients to recognize, to create their bubble, that this, there's only you. In the darkness, you can create your bubble of light. It's really your auric field around you that you become sensitive and aware of. And maybe there's stuff you go to bed with that needs to be cleared out. You're worried about someone else, somebody exploded with anger, and you're very affected by it. It's got to come out of your bubble, and you can visualize it just dissolving or moving out of your bubble. But this is a sacred, holy space that is your private container of your light. You can see it and feel it easier in the darkness. And within the bubble, you can regenerate and dream. So it's another way of looking at how to support yourself when you sleep for restoration. And the bubble is not only just for dreaming. You know, there are many benefits. The more aware you are of what I'm calling now the bubble, but your auric field in day-to-day life, the better you can hold your boundaries. So for those of us that are very empathic or very sensitive creatures, you want to make sure that you have your space in order for you to do your regeneration from your daily events. You can expand your bubble, you can contract it. Your bubble will contract. You'll get into an elevator. We've all done this, gotten into an elevator, and somebody creepy was in that elevator, and you just feel all your energy shrink inside of you, like, and that is your bubble contracting. And when you've been really happy and joyous, and you feel like the world is beautiful, your bubble is greatly expanded. You can control it. But with sleep, generally, you're in the sweet spot where your ideal or natural boundaries are. And here you're protected. you're nourished, it's safe to dream and ultimately create. So we're getting to the end of this. The big takeaway in winter is make love to your bed. That's what I tell my patients when they're sick or we're moving into winter. That really give yourself the rest you need. It doesn't mean you have to sacrifice things, but work smarter, work differently, work in balance, and give yourself the foods, the nourishment, the time to restore.
Joanna, that was so beautiful. Wow. Really? I know. I know I can speak for all of us who are here live, or if you're watching the replay, we learned a lot tonight through your teaching.
I hope it
I know.
Was helpful.
I did. So thank
it just
you so
changes
much.
You know, a little bit the way of thinking. I think it's good.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. So we'd like to thank each of you for joining us, and we wish to show our heartfelt appreciation for Dr. Joanna Maitrey. Thank you, Joanna.
My joy. Thank you.
Let's create a new and better world together by unmuting yourself and placing a word of intentional blessing into our circle. Farewell for now.
Trust.
Unity.
Beacon.
Restoration.
Love.
I'm going to say illumination.
Restoration.
Restoration. Darkness.
Light.
Connection.
Please visit newworldwomen.com to learn more about our exciting collaboration and how it can support you and other women in your life. We would love to welcome you into our first founder circle, which you can explore on our site. If you like Collaboration is Queen, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. Thank you, and remember to keep your crown ready so women can collaborate to create a new world for themselves and for our world. A world of love, inclusion, collaboration, and abundance.